Okay, we begin Be'ez Hashem, the third parak. So we had in the previous parak a discussion about the four payasas. And if you recall, we had this fascinating machlekes between the Baal Hamar and the Ramban as to whether or not those payasas actually apply on Yom Kippur. According to the Baal Hamar, they don't apply on Yom Kippur because all the avodah has to take place by the Kohen Gadol. Whereas the Ramban and many Tainas in the Baal Hamar, and he said, no, of course they're applying Yom Kippur. It'd be strange to kind of have that whole perek in Maseches Yuma, which is going through the Seder Hayoim, if it doesn't apply on Yom Kippur. But now we kind of go back to the actual Seder Hayoim. And the Mishnah says like this, Amar Lahem Hamamuna. So he says, they say to the Mamuna, Tzu'u, the Mamuna says to them, go out. Go out and see if it is the time for the Shechita of the Tamid Shal Shachar. We know that the Tamid Shal Shachar was the first thing which was brought. So go and see if it is daytime. Now, just to preface, we know that in general, Gemara says, Gemara Megillah, that all halachas where there's a requirement of day, of yom, the day begins at dawn. But very often we push off mitzvahs like Bris Milah, like Netilas Lulav, and so on until Hanetzach Hamah. And the reason is because a person might make a mistake. A person can make a mistake between pre and post dawn. As it is, it's not so clear. There's different opinions as to exactly when is dawn. Whereas if the sun is above the horizon or below the horizon, there's no makam for a toast, and therefore usually we say that one needs to wait until Hanetzach Hamah. Here we're not going to say that one needs to wait until Hanetzach Hamah, and there's actually a very interesting discussion, but let's just first see the Mishnah. Mishnah says, so the Mamuna says to them, so go out, Uru'u imigiyaz mana shchita, see if it's the time of shchita. So if the time has come, so the Roy, the one who saw it, says Barkai, it is bright, meaning that the time has arrived. Barkai. Masiv and Shmuel Ayamer, Heir Pnei Kol Hamizrach Ad Shibachevron, meaning is it so bright that the entire eastern side is light. Ad Shibachevron, it's not just a crack of light on the horizon, but it spreads all the way. And he responds and says, yes. Why was it necessary to do this thing? So that the Mamuna would tell them all to go out and see who can see if it was the time and so on. Because one time there was a confusion between moonlight and sunlight, and they ended up shechting the Tamid whilst it was still Laila. And we know that Shechita is possible if it's done at night. The Pasuk says, B'yom Tzavoyseh, and as we mentioned, Shana Lavakasav La'akev, it's Ma'akev B'dievid. And therefore they had to ensure, especially because they were doing it before Hanetzach Hamah, we'll mention why in a minute, therefore it was essential to make sure that they did not make this mistake. They made a mistake once, and the carbon tamid went to the base of Strafa. And now, Haridu Kain Gadol Beza Tfilah, they would take the Kain Gadol down into the base of Tfilah. When it says going down, it means because the bar was down in the ground, even though it might have been on a higher floor, but it was literally have to take steps down to descend into the base of Tfilah.
That wasn't actually the mikveh, was it?
It was the mikveh. Yeah, it was the mikveh. It was on the second floor, and then the Mefarshim asked, why does it say Haridu Kain Gadol Beis HaTfilah? I'm sorry?
Because it goes down to the mikveh.
Right, but he actually goes up to the second floor. He's sleeping in the Lishkas Parhedrin. He goes to a higher floor, but then when he's in the higher floor, then he takes steps down to go into the mikveh. So that's the way they explain the Lashon of Haridu. It's kind of going up, but actually then going down. Haridu Kain Gadol Beis HaTfilah. Zeh HaKlal Hayah B'Migdash Kol HaMesech Es Raglov Ton Tfilah. So anyone who's Mesech Es Raglov, which they translate as kind of covering one's legs, which is a euphemism. Rashi says about 7-8 lines in the bottom. Esach raglav nekavim hagdolim. If a person has a bowel movement, then there is a requirement of tefillah. There's a requirement of tefillah, and some Rishonim say that the idea of the tefillah is to ensure that they are physically clean, meaning a person might be limited as to the extent that they can clean themselves without water, and therefore they would have to go to the mikvah to ensure that they were properly clean. That is if he's meisachas raglov, and some explain the lashon of kind of covering your legs, because when one goes to be excused and one sits, one is supposed to be mechaseh as much of their body as possible, and therefore it says when one covers one's legs, so it speaks in a euphemistic fashion, but it's referring to that. The chol ha'matil mayim, and anyone who passes water, tohen kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, they need to wash their hands and their feet. There is a discussion as to, I mean, the mashmos is, especially if we say that kind of the primary reason why they're going to the mikveh is to kind of clean themselves, so mashma that that's sufficient. They don't need to wash their hands also. There is a discussion in Achrayim as to perhaps they also need to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim. If you need to do Kiddush Adam Raglayim, which is some type of a Kiddush of sorts, maybe you might need to do that also, even in a case of Meseches Raglav. The Pashtus is not like that from Lashna Mishnah. One thing which you see from the Mishnah also, which seems clear, is that this tefillah has to be done during the day. It's done during the day, meaning it's not the type of thing that they can do at night. I mean, we mentioned some things you're going to do at night and in anticipation, and because the Kohen Gadol has got a full day, we preface certain things, Trumas Hadeshen and so on. So you might have said the same thing, why would let him go to the mikvah already at night, you know, before he does all of this? It seems to be that he needs to do this during the day, as is mashma. Now, we're saying over here that the Zman of Shechita is earlier than other mitzvahs which usually take place from Netzach Hama. Here we do it once it's Heir Pnei HaMizrach. So the question is why exactly do we do it before Netzach Hama? So the Minchas Chinuch over here in the mitzvah of Tamid, the Chinuch brings the mitzvah of Tamid and it's a tough aleph where there's a mitzvah to bring a Tamid Shal Shach and Tamid Shal Bin Abayim. So the Chinuch says that the time to bring it is like we see in the Mishnah, and the Minchas Chinuch says, what's the reason why we're not concerned that there will be mistakes between pre and post dawn, which is the reason why the Gemara says in several places why you have to wait for Netzach Hama. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Kohenim's Rizamein. The Kohenim's Rizin, which is a general explanation used to tell us why we don't assume the Kohanim are going to make mistakes. They will get it right, and that's what they do. The Ramban in Baruchas says a different Hesbri. He says that here it's more Gzeiras HaKosev. It says, as the Keves HaKotasev, a Boiker, and the Torah is telling us that unlike regular Dinim, where it applies during the day, and because of that we wait for an Netzach Hama, here there's a Kepeda that it should be done specifically by Boiker, as in the earliest possible time, and therefore we wait. We do it in at Aleis HaShachar, once it's Heir Pnei HaMizrach, and so on. Yeah, just to mention, there's a fascinating tshuva of the Binyamin Ze'ev. Binyamin Ze'ev, I think he's considered to be an early Achron. The Ramah brings him. I believe there was some controversy. I believe there was some controversy surrounding him, if he was niskabel by everyone. Lichtenkopf, there was something about the Binyamin Ze'ev. Al-Kopanim, there's a tshuva of the Binyamin Ze'ev where he says that, giving like a little bit of a background, a little bit of a time at the Kra almost, that the first carbon which is brought in a day, it has to be a carbon sebor. We want to start off with a carbon sebor because of Milas at sebor, and that is the day that we do that. That's why we're maskal with a carbon zebra before all the Nadarim and Nadavis, and we preface it as early as possible in order to facilitate all the carbonis of the Yechidim afterwards. Now he says, based on this, a very interesting thing. He says that to the extent that the Torah is makbid, that begin the day with the carbon tzibur because of the milas tzibur and so on, he speaks about a case of a kfar that they only had a sefer Torah which belonged to a yachid, it belonged to one person. And for a long period of time, that's all they used. And eventually, they were able to be masig, and they purchased two sefer Torah, which now belong to the tzibur. So the owner of the sefer Torah, Reuven, who had the sefer Torah, he maintains that, you know, you should continue to use my sefer. I mean, I have a chazakah, the tzibur has been using it, and so on. And therefore, it's not fair to go ahead and switch and use now the other svarim. And says the Binyamin Zeev, based on this concept, that no, there is a mila of the tzibur, just like we find by the carbon tomid, that's the first thing which has to be hukrav in the day, mila satzibur, and that comes first. And the Gemara says, kolam akudish mechaveire, kodim es chaveire, and he says it's a davar poshet, that there's more kedusha by a davar shal rabim than by a davar shal yachid, mitzvah the rabim adif, and so on. And therefore he says that in this case you have to use the sefer Torah of the tzibur, not to make a machlekes, you should also use the sefer Torah of the yachid. Bal kavanim, that is the inyan of the Talmud, that's the first thing which is hukrav. So again, either we're saying we're not concerned in general for this chashash of pre and post dawn, because Kahanim's Rizim, like the Minchas Chinuch says, or like the Ramban, that there is a gzeres hakasev of Baikah. Fine. So that is. Well, I mean, this is a din, and this is a din. We always. Say again.
Talmud wasn't always by the Kohen Gadol.
What do you mean? It wasn't always by the. Yeah, correct.
So it's a raya that the mission must be talking about Kohen Gadol.
Why is this a raya that it must? This is always. I mean, like the Rambam in the beginning of Tamid and Musaf, in the very beginning, Halach Aleph. Rambam says like this: Mitzvah Tasei Aleph. Mitzvah Tasei LaHakav Shnei Kvasim Oyleis Bechal Yem Heim Nekrim Tmidim Echad BaBeikav Echad Beira. Rambam Shnei Mashnayim Layem Oyle Samit. VeEmes Leizman Shchita Shal Beikav Sheichlin Say Kedim Shetala Chama Mishiyoyer Pnei Kol Hamizrach, and so on. And he says, you know, what happened one time? They did it late. But this shear and this man of Hey Pnei Kol Hamizrach. This is a din right the whole year round. This is not a din in Yom Kippur. It happens to be that the Talmud Shal Shachar, you know, on Yom Kippur also is the first thing which is brought, and it might have Nafkaminas to Ledidan also, but this din and this shir is not limited to Yom Kippur.
So the Mishnah mentions Kohen Gadol.
You know that at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says after, you know, afterwards, Heridu Kohen Gadol, Beis HaTfila, and so on. That's something else. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that the Mamuna would say to them, go out and see if it's Higiyaz Manashchita. And if it was, the Rei would say Barkai, well, Lashon of Barak. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Lashon Soyar, and so on. So Tanya, Vishmo Omer, Barak Barkai. It's shining, it's light. Bekiva Omer, Ola Barkai, like the dawn has risen. Nechuma ben Av Kashyain Omer Af Barkai Bechevron, meaning it's even bright in Chevron. Vasya ben Shmuel Omer Hamamuna Alapai, who was the Mamuna Alapaisis Omer, he would say Heyer Pnei Kol Hamizrach Ad Shebechevron, meaning it's shining the entire Pnei Hamizrach all the way until Chevron. Rav Yehuda ben Bisera Omer Heyer Pnei Kol Hamizrach Ad Bechevron. The Yotzu Kolam Ish Ish Lamalachte. He said not only was it Heyer Pnei Kol Hamizrach Ad Shebechevron, but it's so bright that Yatsu Kala on Ishish Lamalachte. Everyone's already going to work. It's so bright. Says the Gemara, asks the Gemara Kash on that last Shita of review, the Ben Besera. Iachi Nodale Tuva. It's very, very bright. I mean, if everyone is getting up and going to work, I mean, that's very bright. And that says the Gemara, Liskar Poyalim Ka'amrinin. Now, we don't mean everyone's going to work. We mean the balabas, who needs to go out early to go and find workers for the day, they are the ones who are going out to find people to work. Rashi says, Liskar Poyalim, Hayotsu Ishna Malach, Bilav Al HaPoyalim Koy, Ela Balhabayis, Shu Mashkim B'yoseh limtzei poyalim liskar. It's referring to the balabais who's going out to find the workers. Fine. So that is...
Rabbi, just a question. Rabbi Akiva and all the rest of them, are they actually arguing on the wording or on the timing?
It seems to be that they are. I mean, some Mishnahim say that there is a slightly different later time that each one is giving more than the other one. Alabakoi or Afbakoi Bechevron, which is even later than the previous one, or Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, the entire thing at Shebechevron. So, you know, subtle differences, but they are actually adding on the time. And finally, the last one seems to be the latest one, which the Gemara Nahamin thought it was much, much later, and the Gemara says it's not Ad Kedei Kach, but it's just when the Balabatim go out to find workers. Amr of Safarot, Sloisei de Avram Mechi Meshachri Koisli. So the Tefillah of Avram, which here the Gemara is saying, what does this mean, the Tefillah of Avram? It's referring to Tefillah Mincha Mechi Meshachri Koisli. It's when the walls start to blacken, meaning it's once the sun moves a little bit to the west, so that there will be a shadow on the east, because the sun is now in the west, and therefore it causes a shadow to go in the east. So once it starts to darken that side, meaning right after Chatzais, in essence, that is the Tzloisei d'Avram. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Rishonim are bothered by the obvious question, and that is, we're calling this Tefillah the Tefillah of Avram. Now, L'chaira, we know Tefillah's Mincha is Keneged Yitzchak. If you look at the Tezis Yishonim over here, the Im Toimar, Ha'amrinin Beperek Tefillah's Hashachar, Yitzchak Tikein Tefillah's Mincha. Shnemar Yitzchak Yitzchak Vassuach Vassodim. So why are we calling this Tzloisei d'Avram? So he gives a couple of answers. Ve'yeish leimer, the achah shetikna Yitzchak haya oimra gam Avram. Kein pirish Rabbeinu Tam. So the first answer is that once Yitzchak was misaken the tefillah, then Avram said it. It's still interesting that it's called Tzloisei d'Avram if Yitzchak was the one who was misaken it. But that is answer number one. Inami eimer Rebbe, the mikol makom haya oimra Avram mitchila. Now, Avada Avram Avinu would say this tefillah himself, originally. Elo shalei asa klal l'chol b'nei beisei ad shetikna Yitzchak. Tafira eruvi tafshilin kiyam k'damin l'kaman. The Gemara is going to say in a minute, as we know, that Avram Avinu is mekayim kolater kula ad shalei nitna filo the derabbanans, even eruv tafshilin and so on. So Avada Avram Avinu himself he davened Tefillas Mincha. It's just that he was not kaveh it for his Bnei Bayis until Yitzchak was misaken it. The Ritva quotes over here from the Ga'inim. The Ritva says, Pirshua Ga'inim Zal v'chein kasev b'sefer aruch d'Avram lav dafka. Doesn't actually mean Avram. When we say Tzloisei d'Avram, Avram is lav dafka, ela Tefillas ha'avos. V'naket Avram shu'av l'chulam v'ikram, and so on. So that is that he says it's lav dafka. Another answer which the Rishonim give is that what was the whole kasha? The kasha is that it says Yitzchak was misaken tefillas mincha. The Tzitz Rishonim is asking a kasha from the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chavav. So if you recall, we had a machlokes over there. Do we say tefillas keneged tmidin? Or do we say tefillos keneged aves tiknum? So it could be, we will say, that Rav Safra is going like the opinion which says that tefillos is keneged tmidin. It's not, tefillos is not keneged aves. If tefillos is keneged aves, then you're right to have a kasha. Why are you saying that Avram Avinu was misak in tefillos mincha? It was keneged, it's keneged Yitzchak. Alamai, we could say that maybe Rav Safra would say, like the opinion which says it's keneged the tmidin. Akoponim, the Gemara is saying that tefillas mincha is really from the time that the shadow goes on the east side once the sun is a little bit in the west, which is right after Chatzis. Now, there is a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim as to what is the ikra zman of tefillas mincha. when should a person mechatchila daven mincha? The tour seems to, the lashon of the tour seems to suggest that already from mincha gedola, that is considered to be lechatchila. Now we know, just to mention, I mean, according to what the Gemara is saying, is immediately after chatzos, let's say it's in the time when the day and the night is exactly equal, and at 12 noon, that is chatzos. So in theory, a person should be able to daven mincha right after 12 noon. We know we have to wait another half an hour. Lamaisa, we do that because of tos, and to the extent that we do that because of tos, even with the advent of watches and precision technology, we know exactly when midday is, and we still say that is this man, the Chazal were Kiveya. Pashtus, a person, the person is not Yetzir B'Dieved, but there is a discussion if a person dava mincha in that time between 6 and 6.5 hours into the day. There is a discussion about that. There is the lashon of the tour is like this. He says that the zman of tefillas mincha is mishesh sheisu mechza ulamala ad halayla. That is the zman of tefillas mincha. So the Beis Yosef is medayik from the tour that it's mashma that a person can do that lechatchila from 6.5 hours into the day. That is the zman of mincha. Nothing bidyevit about that. It's mashma even lechatchila, and Azay is mashma from the Chuvus HaRosh and Klal Dalad, that Mincha Gedola is a Lechatchila. The Rambam, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch also paskins in Reish Lamed Gimel, the Rambam says no. The Zman, the Ikka Zman of Mincha is Minchas Keneged the Tamishal Ben Arbaim. Tamishal Ben Arbaim was 9.5 hours into the day. That is the Zman of Mincha. And it happens to be that, you know, Erev Pesach, which fell on an Erev Shabbos. So if the Erev Pesach fell on a Friday, and because of that, they had to be makdim, the Talmud, in order to allow and facilitate all of the Pesachim, which needed to be shechted post the Talmud, when we know, even though usually a person is not allowed to be makrif karbonis after the Talmud shall be in Arbaim, there is this Isra say of Aleha, Alea Hashlim Kala Karbonis Kulam, as we saw in the beginning of Talmud Nishchat, but on Erev Pesach, there's a din of Yuchar Dover, Shneim Arbein Arbaim, we are Ma'acher, this man of the Talmud. So it happens to be on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos, it fell on a Friday, then we're maxim it to 6.5 hours. But that's like a one-off. That's a rarity. That's not the norm. And therefore, says the Rambam, and that the Ikrizman of Mincha is Mincha Ktana. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Rosh and Shulchan Aruch is quite strong. He says, Mishespal Tfilas HaMincha La'achar Shei Shei Sumechtzav Lamala Yotza. I mean, you're Yotza, B'dievet. One is Yotza if you daven Mincha Gedayla. But the Ikrizman is 9.5 hours, like the Shita of the Rambam, and so on. And there are different days, and there are other Gemaras, like he quotes over here, that the Shai Tshuva over there in Reish Lamed Hei quotes B'Shem the Arizal, that the Ari was Nizhar, always to daven Mincha Ketana, almost by Shkia, but like around the time of Shkia, and that's another Gemara Brachas, where the Gemara says, Mitzvah L'Spal Im Dimdumechama, and even though the Gemara says over there, that they were layit Allah b'marava, that's only if you'd be ma'achar, if you'd daven after that time. But the best time is b'seif hayom, at the end of the day, that's when they would daven. And, you know, based on this, there's, you know, in the yeshivas, there's different, you know, different yeshivas would always daven lechatchila mincha gedola, and some say, and nowadays when we are all busy, we can hop around and daven early. A time when it is relevant, interesting shaila is, and it's not, I don't have clarity on this, is, you know, let's say 6.5 hours is at 1:30 p.m. You know, can you daven mincha, let's say, on a Shabbos afternoon at like 1:20? So you've got Ashrei, you know, Valetziyon, and Kaddish, and Kriya Satayra. By the time you get to, you know, by the time you get to 6.5 hours, then you'll be holding my davening Shemoneh Esrei. Can you daven Ashrei, the Valetziyon, and Kriya Satayra? Or does everything, Karbonis, or does everything need to start beforehand? Then, you know, in the Sefer Yishei Yisrael, it brings different days. And I don't know. I mean, at times I've been meiko for like a few minutes before. A few minutes before.
Okay. Huh?
Yeah, that he's saying legavi karbonis. If you say the karbonis at mincha, and you say it too early, then you haven't accomplished anything. But you know, even for Ashri Volatzi and Kriya Satera, so it's not clear how makbid a person needs to be about that.
Can I just ask on this dialogue, what name appellation would we give to sufferers, which was devised by
Allah. The question is, what name would we give the chakras?
Yeah.
I mean, we'd also give that name. We'd also call it Slay Sada Avram. The question is, you know, again, according to the Ritva say, according to the Goyin, and we just say, Avram is Lavdafka, Tfilas are Abbas, Fenak and Avram, he's the Av and he's the Iker.
Yeah,
so it's.
So, doesn't it?
So it's all of them. It'd be all of them, according to that, yeah. Okay, good. Fine. Amr Samar of Samar, Tzlis Avram, Mechim Shachri Tesla. Amr of Yosef, Anon, Me Avram, Nekum, Vnigmar. What? Just because Avram did that, we should learn from it. Rashi says directly across, Anon, Me Avram, Nekum, Vnigmar, Basel, Lamdeinu, it's on the right side of the page. Yeah, Basel, Lamdeinu, Liaz's reason, Kavram. What do we necessarily, we have to go ahead and be as Zardis. As of Ram, the Ritva adds, "Me yachol liyaz zoriz kamaisai, v'alei ein shum adam yachol liyaz zoriz kamaisai." So you know we should learn from Avram. Other Rishonim say that kind of really what's behind this question is that ein lemeidin mi lifnei matan Torah. So why should we learn from the Hanhaga of Avram Avinu? Either why should we learn mechtei? So we should compare our obligation to the reasons of Avram, or because it was before Matan Torah. So Amar Rava Tana Gamar Mi Avram. The Tana did learn from Avram. And we shouldn't learn from him. Yes, you know, we are going to learn out from Avram. The Tanya B'Yemashmini Yimayol Bisar Ar Lasi Melamed Shekol Hayim Kashal Anila Ella Shazriz and Magdim in the mitzvahs, Shanem of Yashkim Avram Baba, Ikea of Yachmashis, and so on. So, yes, you know, we are, and we should learn from Avram. We should learn from the reasons of Avram, just like the Gabi Mila, we learn from the reasons of Avram. Some say that the idea is that even though Ein Lamedim in Lefne Matan Torah, but when it comes to things like Zrizin, like our attitudes towards a mitzvah and the ways of doing things. I think I've mentioned before. Yeah, I mentioned before that the Yerushalmi says, "Ein lemeidin milifnei matan Torah." And the Chachamim ask, you know, from loads and loads of cases that we do learn from lifnei matan Torah. Many, many cases we learn from lifnei matan Torah. So many of the questions can be resolved by saying it's not a real yalfusa. It's more teaching us how something appears. You want to know what simcha is? You want to know what simcha is? Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Because malei shavua zayis unitzen l'cha gam zayis. Meaning, you cannot properly experience simcha if you have positioned another simcha on top of that. Ein ma'arvin. So it's more teaching you via zoi kuktois and emes simcha. It's not when you have the two together. You can't have the two together. That's not simcha and so on. So we're learning out, you know, midas and anhagas and derech eretz and zrizus. You know that we can learn from Avram also. It's interesting that in the beginning of Hilchas Mila and Reish Samach Beis. So again, this is a classical example that even those zrizin makdim and lemitzvahs should tell me that I should do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time, and we've said that the day really begins from dawn, in which case, let me do it from dawn, as Zachti Araisa, the Ashkenaz of Rabbi Baker, Zagra Shulchan Aruch, Ein Malin Ad Shetanetz Achama, B'yem Hashmini L'Yidasa. One has to wait until Netz Achama, says the Taz, Hatam She'oz Yotzev Vaday Misafik Laila, then, as we mentioned, because we don't want to have any confusion, and it says the Shulchan Aruch, the Chol Hayoyim Kasha Lemila, Ela Shizrizin Magdim in Lemitzvah, Umolin Miyad Baboiker. So this din of the reason, you know, made it into the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting, in the Pesachei Tshuva over here, he quotes in the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov in Siman Lamed says, V'yesh limchoiz b'chazanim sh'mariachin b'shabes v'yomtev k'sh'yesh mila b'beis ha'knesses b'amarech ad achachatzeis v'hei mevatlin mitzvus z'rizin ein sham oid. So if you're not going to do it in the morning because of the chazan, or, you know, I guess because I'm a rabbi, I can say this, or if the rabbi has a language, Rosha, and so on, so then that's, you know, you're mevatel the mitzvah's reason. You have to make sure that you hop around on the reason when you can. Rabbi Yosef had a kasha. Anon mi Avram nekem enigmar. Well, we should learn from Avram. So Rava said, why not? The Tana learns that one needs to be mezarez oneself to do mitzvah mila as early as possible. So why shouldn't we learn from Avram? What's your kasha? Salam Rav Yosef, and I'm Rava Rav Yosef, haka kasha leya. This is what he had shver. This man, we learned in the Mishnah, chal arvi psachim liyez ve'erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach fell on an Erev Shabbos, so nishchat b'sheish u'mechza. So the Talmud was karev b'sheish u'mechza. The karev b'sheva u'mechza. It was finished 7.5 hours into the day. Frag the Gemara b'nishchatei mechim eshachrei koisvei. Why should we not shecht it already right after 6 hours? If you're telling me that the tzleisid Avram and minchas keneged that is right after chatzos, so then why on Erev Pesach, where on a Friday of an Erev Pesach, where minutes count, why don't you preface the Zman of the Shechitas Tamishal Ben Arbaim to right after Chatzos? That is the Kasha. To which the Gemara says, Umay Kushya, V'dilma Kaisli Debeis HaMikdash, B'sheishu Mechza, M'shachrei, M'shimdele Mechani Tuvah. Maybe the actual walls of the Beis HaMikdash, because they weren't perfectly, the thickness of the walls was not flush. They were wider in the bottom and they were narrower on top, and therefore that caused that the shadow would only appear on the eastern side half an hour later, and so on, and that's the reason why they had to wait, because it wasn't so clear. Inami shiny Avram, and it's Tagninus Gedela Haisa Belibay. Or Avraham Avinu was different in that he knew astrology. If you look at Rashi directly across, it's Tagninus, Liyis Baki Bahalichas Amazales, Vitchiles Hashayis, Achitane Babavasra, Hashem Berchas Avram Bakol, it's Tagninus, Gidela Haisa Baliba, Vichomachim Israel Marev Mashkimin, Lepischai, Lish Oil Bamazales. So he was an expert when it came to astrology, and because of that, he was not going to make a mistake, and that's the reason why he was able to do it. But we are not able to do it. Inami, inami, mishum dezakein, v'yoyishiv b'yeshiva hava. I'll tell you, maybe Avram is different because he was a zakein, meaning zekana hachma, and he was yeshiv b'yeshiva. Rabbi Nachmanal says over on the next page, one line he says, inami is kenem yeshiv b'yeshiva hayu kalema shchina imahem. The Shekhinah was with Avram, meaning we know that because of the tremendous chachma of Avram, then he's not going to make a toes, and that is the reason why he is different. But these things don't apply to regular people, and that's the reason why on Erev Pesach, which fell on an Erev Shabbos, you had to wait until 6.5 hours into the day. So now we speak about this. The Amr of Chama, Rav Chanina, Mimeyen Shalavi, Seinu, Loi, Pirshi, Yeshiva, Mehem. I mean, all of the days of the Aves, Yeshiva did not cease from them. Hayu, Bimitzrayim, Yeshiva, Mehem. When they were in Mitzrayim, there was a Yeshiva with them. Shnei Malech, Masafte, Zikne, Yisrael. There were the Zikanim. Hayu, Bamidra, Yeshiva, Mehem, Shnei Malech, Asfali, Yeshiva, Mish, Zikne, Yisrael. Avram Avinu Zakein v'yeshiv yeshiva haya. He was a Zakein, he was yeshiv yeshiva. Shnei Mav Avram Zakein Baba Yamim. Yitzchak Avinu Zakein v'yeshiv yeshiva haya. Shnei Mav Ki Zakein Yitzchak. So again, the Lashon of Zakein is Milashon Zeh Kana Chachma. And Yaakov Avinu Zaken Yeshiv Yeshiva Hayesh Nehmer Ve'enei Yisrael Kavdu Mi Zaken. So it doesn't use a lashon of Zaken. Over here, where is it? And the Mefarsh the Rishonim say that, yeah, here's the Ritva over here. Obi Yaakov Nami Dechsiv Kavdu Mi Zaken Haksiv Ve'lo Yuchol Lireis Alma Zikna. The rave yam in mishtei kra, and some say that the zikna, the fact that he wasn't able to see properly because of his learning, because he was learning so much that his inayim were kavdu mizaken, because he was a zaken yeshu b'shiva and he was learning. So Medrash Rabba, or the Medrash says that for 15 years. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, three Doris, they all learned Torah together. And we know that Avram Avinu was Nifter when Yaakov and Esau were 15, and that's the reason why he died when he was 175, 5 years earlier. And it's when they were 15, Yaakov and Esau, that's when they went off. And the Medrash says that for 15 years, I mean, it's interesting how we have 15, because Yaakov was obviously, he was a baby for some of that time, but the Medrash says that for 15 years, the three of us overlapped, and they learned together for 15 years. Eliezer, Eved Avram, Zakein, the Yeshiv Yeshiva Haya. He was also a Zakein, the Yeshiv Yeshiva. Shnema, Ve'im Avram, Elavde, Zakan, Besei, Ha'meisho, Bechala, Shemai. So he uses Lashon of Zakein. Amrav Elazer, Shemaisho, Beteris, Rabbi. He is Moshe on the Torah of the Rabbi, who domestic Eliezer. What's the pshat in the lashon of domestic Eliezer? Amar Belazer Shadola, who Mashke Mitirasi Shal Rabbi Lacherim. He was able to draw. Rashi says Dola Mashke is an atrikin of domestic. He would draw and he would pass on the Torah Shal Rabbi Lacherim. Famous vart, the Mefarshim Ask Akasha, when Avraham Avinu was concerned that he wasn't going to have any more children, and he said to Ben Basi, Zed Domestic Eliezer, that this one, he's going to go ahead and take over my, he's going to perpetuate my everything which I've set in motion, and so on. So why, when Avram is lamenting and bemoaning the fact that he doesn't have his own children, why is he mentioning and calling Eliezer Domestic Eliezer, if domestic means Dola Mashkem Yitirasi Shal Rabbi, is such a chashva title? I mean, here he's coming to lament the fact that he doesn't have a suitable person to be mamshich his derech. So the Mefarshim say, that's good for the reason. He's not interested in someone who's Dola Mashkem, who's zogging Iber, who's just taking the Torah and saying it over. He wants someone who has chiyus, someone who's a mayon, not a bar. He wants a be'er. He wants someone who's got the ability of his own kerach of chiddush and so on. Amar Rav Kiyam Avram Avinu Kol Hatera Kula. Shnei Eikav Hashem Avram Bekoli. So Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol Hatera Kula Ad Shalei Nitna. We know that there is an exception. The well-known exception is Mitzvah Mila, which he was not Mekayim, and different reasons why he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Mila. One reason is Gadol Mitzvah Va'isa, Mimisha Ina Mitzvah Va'isa. One of the kashas on that is, well, why don't you say that by other things? You know, everything which he did, in theory, we could say Gadol Mitzvah Va'isa. Another reason, the Biskarov says that the whole mitzvah is to be misalik and to remove the orla. And he says there is no shame orla until there is a tzivoy, and there is no mashmos, there's no halachic mashmos of an orla until until the tzivoy. Al Kabbanim, it says that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Amar Lei Rav Shimi Bar Chiya. So again, you're bringing a raya that it says Ekev Asher Sham Avraham Mekoli, because Avraham listened to my voice. Where do you see from there necessarily that he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? You don't necessarily see from there Kol HaTorah Kula. Amar Lei Rav Shimi Bar Chiya L'Rav Ve'Ema Sheva Mitzvus. Maybe it's only Sheva Mitzvahs. Rashi says three lines before the bottom of the page on the right side. Sheva Mitzvahs, Shnitztavu, L'Shar, Kol B'nei Noach, Avol Terah, Loi Nitna Loi. The Terah was not given to him. Wow. Okay, this is the Rashi. I'll tell what this what I think Rashi is linked in this Rashi. So the Gemara is saying that maybe he was only mekayim the sheva mitzvahs, maybe sheva mitzvahs, and that says the Gemara ha ika nami mila. No, it can't only be the sheva mitzvahs because we know that he also did mitzvahs mila, and mitzvahs mila is not from the sheva mitzvahs. So it has to be that it's more than the sheva mitzvahs. So ask the Gemara the obvious question, okay? The ema sheva mitzvahs umila. Maybe it's sheva mitzvahs and the mila. Amalei in kain mitzvah isai v'seira isai lomali. Why does it say my mitzvahs plural, my Torah is plural, and so on? Why say that? Alamai, it must be that he was mekayim kol Torah kula. I seem to recall, maybe Rabbi Tatz will remind me, but going back to this discussion, that we said that Avraham Avinu, we said, Ein lamedin mi lifnei matan Torah. Ein lamedin mi lifnei matan Torah. So we mentioned that there's numerous kashas on this. There's many things we learned before matan Torah. Rav Moshe Shapiro said once that rave of the things can be answered by saying, it's not a yalfusa, it's just a gili milsa. How does Simcha look? How does this look? How does that look? And so, Rav Moshe asked, what is Shver? Is the Gemara learns out from Avraham Avinu that when one shechts, Shechita has to be betolish. It has to be with a detached object. If you take an animal and you've got a piece of metal attached to the wall and you cut the animal with a piece of metal, the animal is an avela. How do we know that? Because it's learned from Avram. It says, Vayikach es ha-macheles. He took the macheles. So the Gemara learns from there, halach lemaisa, that you need to have shechita betolish. In fact, Ramesha, that's not just the gilui milsa ba'alma of how does this look. So that's a very difficult question. So I believe what Ramesha said was, and now just reading the Rashi, I think it was based on this Rashi in Beitza, that Ramesha said that Torah was given to Avram. So even though Ein Lamedin Milifnei Matan Torah, there was a bechina of Torah being nimsar to Avram. Torah was given to Avram on a small scale, and there's like remazim to this about the Bashas Matan Torah and Moshe up to Har Sinai and so on with the whole discussion with Avram and the Malachim and so on. But it's meduig in this Rashi. Maybe it's only the Sheva Mitzvah Shnitzav L'Shar Kol Bnei Noach Avol Torah Loinitz Neloy. Kamash Malon, the Gemara is saying, no, Torah was nit naloy, and therefore it's not by Avram, and there's a special thing by Avram, that Torah was given to Avram to the extent that it's not really considered to be a litany matan Torah. To a certain extent, Torah was given to Avram. I believe that he said on this Rashi. Okay, good. says the Gemara like this. Amar Ravi Tema Ravashi. Kiyam Avraham Avinu afilu eruvei tafshilin. Avraham Avinu was mekayim even eruvei tafshilin. Some of the gears of eruvei tchumin. Shnemar seresai achas teresh shebichsav achas teresh shebalpeh. So Avraham Avinu was mekayim even erev tafshilin because it says seresai b'lashon rabim. So it's coming to be merames even to teresh shebalpeh. Now, the question is, okay, we're mentioning Durabonins, so why doesn't the Gemara say that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim even Ner Chanukah? Why not say that? So if you look at the Thesis Yishonim over here, Thesis Yishonim says, Afilu Eruvi Tavshilin, Lo Yoda Rebbe Me'ayin Nokit HaChmitzvah, Amai Kilale Tvei Nikulu. So why is this different than anything else? You know, why are we saying this? Why say this specifically? The Ritva says over here, Afilu Eruvi Tavshilin, Eruvi Mateisa Shnistabik Ri, Zal Amai Nokit Eruvi Tavshilin, Yoise Mikol Mitzvahs Dirabonin. So I guess that's the way you'd have to learn this Thesis Yishonim, when he says, Amai Kila Lei Tvei Mikulhu, it means Mikulu Mitzvahs Dirabonin, than any other Mitzvah Dirabonin. Why this specifically? Say again?
It says
Okay. I mean, it's not the Pashtus, though. That's B'derech Drush. So the Ritzvah says, Ibn Tezis in Stabik, Amai Nakadir Tavshil and Yez Mikomets the Rabbanin, Amai Kil Tvei. Says the Ritzvah, Venira, the Hainu Kilusa. This is the Kula of Erev Tavshilin. She'ena elul zecher ba'alma, she'yivrar mana yafa l'shabbos. It is as a, it's to remind us. Don't get so caught up in your preparations and that you will not have a mana yafa for Shabbos. So it's there as a reminder. Da'ayne kilusa she'ena elul zecher ba'alma, she'yivrar mana yafa l'shabbos. Va'kilu ba tesagi v'kazayis, l'chav ha'ayim demesechat chum. Kedisa Hasem, the Gemara says you can use anything for Erev Tavshilin, and you can even use like the leftover bits at the bottom of the Kedera, the Erev Tavshilin, and at times if a person forgot, you can be Semech on someone else, on the Rava Ir who made Erev Tavshilin and so on. So even things where it seems to be that there is an inherent Kula in them, still, we say Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Erev Tavshilin.
He's going to say they were in Mishabel and Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, they should have been Yaakov Avinu. How could he marry two sisters?
I'm sorry, say that again. You have to say that.
They only Mekayim kept the Torah when they were in Eretz Yisrael.
Well,
not in Kuzlo. Because if not, it's fair Yaakov Avinu.
Well, the question is, you know, we have to say this is only in Eretz Yisrael because otherwise we'd have Shver how Yaakov married two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, they say that it's not clear necessarily. I mean, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTzurah Achalei Nitna. So the question is, does it apply to all the Avos? And if so, you know, is that Muskum Aliba the Kuli Alma, or are there Midrashim Chalukas? Some say it's a din by Avraham Avinu. As then some other Ramban says, like you say, I believe, that it was only in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Iker Makam HaYishuv, and so on. And, you know, so there is a discussion about that, if it's only Avram, or only Eretz Yisrael, and so on.
I understand that Avram didn't give over to his children.
Didn't give what over to his children?
Avram Avinu kept the Torah kula. He never told Yitzchak and Yaakov.
Question is, you know, it's strange that Avram Avinu wouldn't have passed on all of the Torah to his children. Maybe he did, but lav dafka that they themselves had to keep, you know, every single sifkaton that they had to actually keep. Maybe all the Torah Shabbai he passed on to them, but loved after that they were Mekayim. Okay, we're going back to the Mishnah. So we said, Amar lahem ha-mamunah tzuru in higyeh zman ha-shechita, go out and check and see if the time of shechita has arrived. So the Tanna Kamma said in higyeh, haroya oimer barkai, masya ben Shmuel oimer, heyir pnei kol ha-mizrach ad shebechevron, v'hu oimer heina. So the question is how to read this Mishnah, meaning one initially reads it that the Mamuna says go out and see if the Zman Ashchita has arrived. If it has, according to Masi ben Shmuel, the fellow who saw would say, Heyir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Shebechevron. So if so, what does it mean, V'hu Eimer Hein? And he says, yes, who is speaking? The Mishnah doesn't read so clearly, so the Gemara says, Man Amar Hein, who is the one saying yes? Ilema Hachtakaya Igra, if it's the one on the roof, meaning Hu Chalam Hu Mefasher, he's dreaming and he's interpreting, meaning you can't ask the question and answer it. Meaning, is it Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach? Yes. I mean, the only one who is able to say yes is the fellow on the roof. But I thought the fellow on the roof was the one who initially said, Heyir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. So what does that mean? He's dreaming and he's interpreting. Ela Hachtakoy Aris, so maybe the fellow saying yes is the guy on the ground. Mena Yoda, how could he possibly know? So the Gemara says, Ibois Ema Hachtakoy Ara, says Hain. The Ibois Ema Hachtakoy Igra, says Hain. So first we say, Ibois Ema Hachtakoy Igra. So it's like this. Omar Iyu. The fellow on the roof says, Heyir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The entire eastern side has become bright. The Amalei Hachtakaya Ara Ad Shebechevron. So those words, those two words of Ad Shebechevron are to be said in a question form by the fellow on the ground. Ad Shebechevron, the Armalei Iyu, and the fellow on the roof says, Hein, that is the first reading. The Ibiseima, Hach Bekoya Ara, the fellow on the ground says, Hein. So, Amar Iyu, Heir, Pnei, Kol Hamizrach. The fellow on the roof says, Heir, Pnei, Kol Hamizrach. The Armalei, Ad Shebechevron. And the fellow on the roof says, yeah, all the way up until Chevron. Barmalei Hain. And the guy on the ground says Hain. So what does that mean? So Rashi helps us out over here, four lines down. Rashi's three lines down. Biba Yisrael Mahachtakoya Ara Omar Hain. He says Hain. How so? Ketzad Omar Ha Dekoya Ara. The fellow on the ground says Heir Pnei Kol Hamizrach Balashin Shela. And he says, yeah, what? All the way to Hebron, it is Meir. Yes, kach anishoyal, that's what I was asking, yeah, that's what I meant. And so the fellow on the roof says, all the way to Hezron, he says, oh, yes, that's exactly what I was asking, and so on. And Rashi just adds and says, why the reference, specific reference to Hebron over here? The reason why we mention Chevron over here is to be maskir schus ovis.